What's better than an author who writes a great novel, then somehow returns with another great novel as a follow-up? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews new work from two American authors that are possibly even better than their debuts. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Though there's still half of 2024 left to unfold, I'm pretty sure we are covering two of my very favorite novels of the year. The first is Long Island Compromise by Taffy Brodesser Ackner. Do you want to hear a story with a terrible ending, it begins? Well, as the Kirkus reviewer pointed out, of course we do. And so begins the glorious festival of schadenfreude that is the sophomore effort of Brodesser Ackner, who was apparently just getting started with her blockbuster debut, Fleischman's in Trouble. She hits it out of the park with this much more ambitious follow-up. As the children of Carl Fletcher joke to each other in the Jewish version of Succession, nobody wants to take over. Well, they have a styrofoam factory, not a media conglomerate, for one thing, and for another, these three broken people have been stewed in the juice of a terrible event in their family history. In 1980, when Nathan and Beamer were small and Jenny was still in utero, their father was kidnapped out of the driveway and held for several days. He was released upon payment of the then largest ransom in history, $250,000. While two of the perps were convicted, the majority of the loot was not recovered, a fact that Carl is still thinking about at his twin grandson's bar mitzvah decades later. White people's problems are generally those that can be fixed by judicious spending, but no amount of money can fix what's wrong with the Fletchers. As the knowing narrator of this book points out, there is no post, there's only trauma. But for all the trauma, there are laugh-out-loud moments galore. This is a great American Jewish novel whose combination of hilarity, heartbreak, and smarts recalls the best of Philip Roth. I interviewed the author, and she told me she sees the book as a dime store version of American Pastoral meets The Corrections. Forget the dime store part, and I totally agree. I am just one of the legions of fans of the story of Edgar Sawtelle, who has been waiting since 2008 for another book by David Robleski. Good news, guys. Familiaris is here, and it's a prequel that focuses on Edgar's grandfather, John Sawtelle, giving the origin story of the family, their Wisconsin farm, and the inimitable dog breed that bears their name. It begins in 1919 when John, who's been working as a road tester at a car factory, has a breakdown in the middle of nowhere and finds himself stranded. As he looks around, he finds that the piece of land stretching out beside him is his personal field of dreams, and he surprises his dog Gus by walking 63 yards on his hands. John won't take possession of this inspiring tract for another 300-some pages, but that's necessary to fill in all the bones of this storyline and the great characters who play a part in it. They include a giant carpenter named Elbow, a World War I amputee named Frank, John's brilliant and sensitive soulmate, Mary, a logger named Sojak, and his huge horse, Granddaddy, who can both count and give romantic counseling. And then, of course, there are the Sawtelle dogs, several magical generations of them. Oprah has picked Familiaris for her book club, as she did Edgar back in 2008. So with both Winnick and Winfrey behind it, you can dive into this massive reading project assured of a good time. For all the months it may take you to get through it, you're going to be sad when it's over.
The books are Long Island Compromise by Taffy Brodesser Ackner and Familiaris by David Robleski. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.